Marsha Buford is driving around her neighborhood, West Savannah, pointing out the stores.
Our boundary comes all the way down to this railroad track. Mm-hmm. And there's a convenience store, gas station. You get a convenience store over here. There's another convenience store. I'm not sure how we classify shoes, but I think it's called a supermarket. There's nothing super about the market, okay?
Notice a pattern? This majority black neighborhood is just under 2 miles from the shining gold dome of Savannah City Hall. But the nearest grocery stores are more than 2.5 miles away.
Hey, Lilybell!
Buford is president of the Neighborhood Association, so she knows a lot of people and greets them as we drive by.
I was bringing her through the neighborhood to show her we don't have a grocery store. And we need one.
Yeah, but you know why they said we don't have enough people out here?
Not enough people live here, Lily Howard says from her porch across the street. It makes things tough for residents like Howard and Varnell Middleton, who are sitting together.
You got to go way up in Garden City to get a grocery store. Don't have no car, how are you going to get up there? I know I sure can't walk with that stick
up
there.
That's what I told her. We can't walk to the grocery store.
So how do you get a grocery store to open? It's complicated, but Lily Howard's right.
They need people that are going to shop there, period.
Paula Chrysler is with Healthy Savannah, a group that promotes health and nutrition.
We're not talking about high rises. We're just talking about, you know, increasing the number of people in a neighborhood will get a store in there in a heartbeat.
A city's zoning ordinance affects how many people live in a neighborhood. Savannah's dates to 1960. Marcus Lotson of the Metropolitan Planning Commission says planners back then didn't account for things like food access.
We know where the food deserts are in the city of Savannah, and we think we can address some of that with zoning.
That means increasing density in some places, say allowing more units in an apartment building, in hopes more people will attract stores. It also means allowing stores where they didn't used to be, because grocery chains are trying out smaller stores.
Because some of these retailers are scaling down their size, now they can be placed in places where people live or, you know, closer to where people live.
The new ordinance also prioritizes some types of stores over others. The main road bordering West Savannah, for instance, is currently a general business zone. Under the new rules, it would be a community business zone designed to serve a community-wide market area. That allows grocery stores but limits convenience stores and gas stations. Lotson says none of this will guarantee new grocery stores, but it could help.
We still can't control the market, you know, and say, okay, grocery store A, we need you to set up a store right here. That would be great, but all you can really do is make it easy for them.
The new zoning goes before the city council next month. If adopted, it would go into effect in September. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.